Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I want to welcome you to our broadcast this morning. For several weeks now, we've been talking about justification, and we will be continuing that topic throughout the month of August. Now, today's scripture passage will be starting in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11. So if you have a Bible handy, feel free to turn there to Isaiah 53:11 as we turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, we'd like to look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, and verse 11, as we continue speaking about justification and how precious that this fact really is. The Bible states in Isaiah 53, and verse 11, "He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." This is God looking upon the travail of the soul of Jesus Christ as he was hanging on the cross of Calvary, because it was on the cross of Calvary that Jesus Christ paid for our sins. It is on the cross of Calvary that Jesus Christ justified us. The Bible says that God looked upon the travail of Jesus' soul. God looked on more than just the physical happenings there, but God looked upon what was happening in the very soul of Christ and how much that he was suffering. God looked upon his only son as he turned his back upon his only son because Jesus Christ was carrying our sins on the cross of Calvary. And you know what? The Bible states, "And he was satisfied." I'm thankful that God was satisfied. The Bible says, "By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many." This is the reason that we are able to be justified freely before God Almighty. Notice this, that we must come before God Almighty. He is our eternal judge. He is the one that we must be justified before. Jesus Christ is the one that has made it all possible. The Bible said, "He shall bear their iniquities." Jesus Christ took our sins upon himself on the cross of Calvary, and there he died that we might be free. I'm thankful that he's done all of that. Justification, you see, in the biblical sense, is really the act of God removing from the believing sinner his guilt and the penalty of that guilt. And God has imputed or giving a righteousness which is worked out by Jesus Christ himself, in whom the believer stands. Notice, I do not stand in my own good works. I do not stand in what I have done. Rather, I am basing my salvation based upon what Jesus Christ has done for me on the cross of Calvary. I'm not saved because I'm baptized. I'm not saved because I'm a member of Independence Baptist Church. I'm not saved because of that. Rather, I am trusting Jesus Christ and what he has done for me on the cross of Calvary. I'm thankful that I'm innocent. As far as God is concerned, I'm innocent. Men may accuse me. Men may condemn me. But God has not done that. Why? Because before God, I am justified freely because of the act of Jesus Christ and what is done for me on the cross of Calvary. Actually, I am righteous. As far as the legality of the law is concerned, I'm righteous as far as God is concerned. Why? Because Jesus Christ took my place on the cross of Calvary. How long am I justified for? I'm justified as long as there is time. I'm justified when time is over. I'm justified forever and ever and ever. I'm thankful that it's that way. You know, I'm thankful that it takes more than love for a sinner to be saved. You think of that. Somebody would say, Well, preacher, you're dead wrong there, because that's not the way it is. Listen, it takes a certain kind of love. Not just any kind of love will do, but it takes a love that is effectual. It takes a love that Jesus Christ has for me to look upon me, a person who does not deserve anything at all, and yet he has died for me that I might have eternal life. What I'm meaning when I'm talking about Jesus Christ and his effectual love for me is that he has a love for me that is, he can do something about my sins. Listen, parents have a love for their children, but parents do not have an effectual love. When a child is sick, for example, a parent can do many things, but the parent cannot make the child well again. The parent can take the child to the doctor. The parent can give medicine. The parent can do this and that. But the parent cannot make the child well again. There was a story in the Bible about a mother that had a child that was very sick and about to die. And the parent could not do anything at all. The parent had taken the child to the doctor, but the doctors could not do anything at all. And finally, that parent came to Jesus Christ and said, "If you would, make my child well again." This is where we're at. It's impossible for a person to save themselves by desire. It's impossible to do that, but it's not impossible for God to save an unworthy, hell-bound, and deserving to go sinner. When that sinner comes before Jesus Christ, it's before Christ and Christ alone. And he says unto the Lord, "I'm not worthy to be called your son. I'm not worthy. But Lord, I know that you can wash away my sins. I know that you can make me whole again." And I pray that you do just exactly that. You know, Jesus Christ has an effectual love. He has a love that no person can ever imagine the purity of this love. He has a love for fallen mankind that he can give to mankind. Jesus can heal us of our sins. And it doesn't deny the love of God. Rather, it shows us how great the love of God is. It shows us how great God is and how essential that the death of Christ was for our redemption on the cross of Calvary. You know, true love always produces that which is absolutely excellent. Justification, you see, is a legal term concerning the law of God. God is the judge and man is the sinner. God is the lawgiver and man is the lawbreaker. The Bible states in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, as we emphasize this point about sin is the transgression of the law. The Bible said here, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." Somebody would say, "Well, that may be fine preaching, all that kind of stuff, but I have not sinned." Listen what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Listen, it doesn't make any difference who you are. It doesn't make any difference how much good you might think you have done. But every person needs Jesus Christ, because only in Christ can any person find eternal life. You might think that you have eternal life because you do many good things, but that's not what the Bible says. The Bible declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Count them out. Of the millions of people that's lived upon this earth, there's not anybody that's good enough to go to heaven. Only in Christ can any person ever go to heaven. It's not by any works of righteousness that we ever do, but it's rather because of the good work that Jesus Christ has poured out upon us. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death." That's why people die, because of sin that comes upon them. That's why. I know those people that say, "I don't sin anymore." But they do, because they all age, and every one of those people come to the place of death. This is really where justification comes in. It is that particular aspect of salvation which consists of deliverance from the guilt and from the penalty of sin. It is the legal aspect of salvation in which one has right standing before God as lawgiver. So far as guilt and condemnation are concerned, the believer is as perfect as if he had never sinned. Men may say, "Everyone is still under the penalty of death, for all come to the place of death." The answer to this is very simple. You see, there is a difference in the death of the wicked and the death of the righteous. I know you might not be able to see this from the outside, from looking at a person when they die, but there is a difference. I've been with people who died of heart attacks. They died in great pain. They died in great suffering, but they were believers. On the other hand, I've been with people that were lost, and they died as well. But I've been with those people when they passed from this life into the life to come, but they had a very easy death. They simply stopped breathing. But that doesn't mean anything, because the condition of the body in which it dies has nothing at all to do with the soul and where it goes. Understand that very vital truth. You can't always see the difference, but the difference is internal, not external. Sometimes the lost person dies very peaceably, and sometimes the saved die very violently. But salvation is not according to how a person dies, but it is according to who a person is trusting in when they come to death. That's the way that it is. That's the way that it really takes place. I pray today that if you're lost, that you might trust Christ only. Don't trust your church membership. Don't trust being baptized. Don't trust any good works that you might ever do. But trust only in Christ. Only in Christ. And He can give you rest.
Now, if you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to us. The best way to get a hold of us, of course, is to come and visit with us personally. You'll find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll be there every Sunday. We get there about 10 a.m. for Sunday school, and we don't leave till after 6 p.m. After the evening services. You'll also find us there at the building on Wednesday nights. We have a Bible study that starts at 7 p.m. And, of course, there's other ways to get a hold of us and other resources, such as our website, which is great because it's available, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And on that website, you can read books, articles, or listen to audio messages. And that website address was www.independencebaptist.org. So www.independencebaptist.org. And speaking of that website, if you've been out there before, I'd encourage you to check back. Pretty soon we'll be seeing some new audio files out there. A couple weeks ago, we had our yearly revival service, and Brother Bill Van Noonan brought some really, really good messages. We'd like to share those with everybody, and of course, the website's the easiest way for us to do that. And as with all of the audio files on our website, they are available free of charge. We want those to be accessible to anybody, and so we put those out there as soon as we can and make sure that you can download those without any charge. Well, my time pretty well is up for today, but we do want to thank you again for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about justification.